Welcome to The Soft Life with Sadie Baddies. Sadie Baddies is the antidote to mental health stigma, and this podcast is hosted by yours truly, Priscilla O. Adjiman. We are a virtual sanctuary centering Black and multiracial people, and we prioritize the mental and emotional nourishment that is the foundation of collective healing in our communities. Thank you for being here. Hey, baddies. Welcome back to the Soft Life Podcast. I'm your host, Priscilla Poku Adjiman. Allow me to reintroduce myself. We have so many new faces here now that we are back full swing with season six. This is our first solo episode that we are doing for this season. But if you have not been caught up, we did our first in-person live podcast session in New York last month with special guests Sharifa Murdoch and Laura Stiles. That was such an amazing event. We had such a good time. And please go back and check out the YouTube video so that you can watch the full thing. But that was such a special experience and episode. And there were just so much wisdom and so many gems that were dropped. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. And then we had the incredible Nicole Mimi Hayes. She was a former contestant on Big Brother season 25, and she's also a political consultant and a content creator. Mimi is such a down-to-earth and sweet person, and I'm so glad we got to talk about what life was really like after reality TV, how she even got into applying to be on Big Brother, as well as just her life as a political consultant and navigating imposter syndrome. So we touched on so many different things, but I'm so happy to be back with a solo episode and just catch up with you guys. It's been a while since I've done a solo episode, so this will just be really chill, laid back. As you can see here, I'm in my living room and we have a full setup here. So I'm excited to be back. I'm actually just literally came back from vacation a couple days ago. And I was in the Bahamas and it was an amazing time. It was everything I needed and more. I'm telling you, that salt water and sunshine therapy is unmatched. Like sometimes you're like, hey, I'm actually not depressed. I just need to go on vacation and I need to be by the ocean. And I feel like that's exactly what I got. So I'm feeling rejuvenated. As you can probably tell, I feel really centered and grounded and I'm ready to take on the week. I'm ready to take on the rest of May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. And that's usually a typically busy month, but this year I really wanted to focus on resting and focus on feeling embodied and rejuvenated. I think last month for me, for April, was definitely all hands on deck, lots of hard work that we rolled out. And we do still have a couple projects coming out this month, but I'm just glad to be in a space right now where I feel centered and grounded. So just to catch you up to speed, we are also going to be mixing up the length of the episodes. We're going to do some episodes that are a little bit longer. We'll do some shorter episodes throughout the week because this will be a weekly cadence. I really want to give you guys a variety of what you want to listen to. Sometimes you only have 10 minutes to listen to a podcast instead of the full hour. So we're going to spice it up. We're going to switch things up. And let's get into this week's episode. So I'm going to be talking about how to come back home to yourself. And this is specifically if you have been feeling astray, you've been feeling disconnected from yourself. This is the episode that is here to encourage you that it does not last forever. I think a lot of us right now have been experiencing kind of like this detachment to who we are, how we've been feeling. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that, right? There is literally a global genocide happening in real life, in real time. There are a lot of tragedies happening left and right within pop culture. There's also our government, where a lot of us feel like our government is failing us and not really listening to what we need. And beyond the external things, a lot of us are going through transitions. You know, some of us are reaching our late 20s, our early 30s. Some people are married or getting married and starting families. Some people are single and happy, just thriving. Everybody's in a different place. But one thing that I've been picking up and noticing is sometimes people are struggling with feeling like themselves, feeling at home with themselves, feeling at peace, feeling that connection and that embodiment that you feel when you feel like your best version of yourself. So today we're going to be talking about what to do and how to navigate that feeling of being disconnected. So if this sounds like you, if you've been feeling disconnected, if you feel like you miss the old you basically, or you just find yourself reminiscing a lot about the past and wishing that you had some of those memories back or you could replay some of those memories, this episode's for you. So the thing about feeling disconnected from yourself is that it's kind of a slow process. It's not something that you will always pick up right away. It rarely happens just all at one time, but it's kind of this very sudden, slow process where you realize that you haven't, you know, maybe been laughing in a while. It's been a while since you've had a good laugh. Maybe it's been a while since you've seen your friends. Maybe it's been a while since you've done a hobby that you love. Or it could be something like you skipping your morning and night routines and not having time for yourself, not giving yourself time for self-care. And then you're wondering why you feel like shit, right? So there are so many different underlying physical and mental reasons for why you could be feeling disconnected from yourself. But it's really helpful to first just do a physical scan and make sure that whatever you're feeling under the surface, that you're able to bring it up to the surface and really look at it. So one of the things that I will do, honestly, if I really am feeling like very disconnected from myself, is I will try to see my doctor and get some lab work done, right? Because literally on a cellular level, if there's a reason why all of a sudden you're feeling like really fatigued or you're just feeling like out of it, it's not a bad idea if you have it in a while to go see your doctor and have your annual physical or just do a checkup and make sure that it's not anything health related, right? So after you've kind of ruled that out, I would say look into kind of what has been your routines? What's been your day-to-day routines? So sometimes what I'll do is I'll have like a morning routine that is kind of my go-to foundation. If you are curious about how to set up a productive and effective morning and night routine, check out our episode about morning and night menus because we break that down. But sometimes what I'll do is I'll use that formula and I will scale back my routines, actually. I will just do the most simple, bare essential things until I can bring myself back into doing things in more detail and more depth. So for example, instead of trying to cook everything from scratch, shout out to Nara Smith, we love her. But instead of trying to cook everything from scratch, I might do some type of like outsourcing of meal prep, right? Like you can get kind of pre-cooked meals, either at Whole Foods or maybe your local grocery store, maybe picking up a rotisserie chicken instead of making the chicken from scratch, kind of finding little shortcuts that can help you to kind of skim down on how much time you're spending doing these things. Because the reality is a lot of us are tired. A lot of us are just really tired and we don't have the energy to do all the things on our to-do list. So find out ways and find out where is it in your schedule or where is it in your day-to-day where you can make your life easier, essentially, right? Another thing that I'll do is instead of like buying things that I'm going to have to peel and cut and dice up and do all the things, I'll buy something that's like pre-cut, right? Or even things that are frozen that just allow me to still nourish myself in a healthy way, but do it a little bit easier. And so I actually scale back on doing the routines. Instead of adding more to my to-do list, I do a little bit less, right? And that's the whole point of trying softer, is trying a different approach. And to some people, it's like, okay, well, that's lazy. And it's like, okay, and if it is lazy, that means that it's probably a little bit easier on you. It allows you to open up a little bit of your own bandwidth so that you're not forcing yourself to do things that are extremely time consuming or tedious tasks that you know that you're going to dread. So there is no reward for suffering. And sometimes we make things harder on ourselves because we think doing it the hard way is going to get us some imaginary reward at the end of the day, and it's not. So don't make things harder on yourself when you don't need to. And sometimes take the shortcut. So that could be with your routines, your meal prep, or doing other tasks
that are going to otherwise make you spend a lot more time than you really have to give. So that's kind of the bare minimum of how I start when I'm starting to feel like, okay, I feel really disconnected from myself. How can I get some time and energy back to myself? I look at the areas that are time consuming and I make edits to that. Okay. So next thing that I like to do is I always like to go back and think about what I loved to do as a child. I guarantee that if you feel disconnected from yourself and you go back and think about what did you love to do when you were a kid, whether you were the artsy kid, whether you were the sporty kid, whether you were the weird kid, whatever it was that you loved to do, go back and try to think about those things and incorporate them, right? You can even do kind of the grown-up version of those things. So for example, if you really loved painting or drawing as a kid, what you could do now is they have little watercolor sets that you can take with you on the go. So instead of scrolling on your phone, you take out your little watercolor or little sketchbook and you're just literally paying attention to your inner child in such a pure and simple way. Another way you can do that is if you're somebody that likes to use your hands a lot or you like to build things, there are different types of hobbies that you can take up that can help you to spark that curiosity and that creativity that you had as a kid. So whether it's building something, whether it's pottery, whether it's Legos, whatever it is, connecting with that, and that's going to help to remind you what brings you joy and what sparks joy. Because the reality is a lot of us are just going through the motions. We're going to school, we're going to work, we're doing the things, but we're not finding any joy. So how can you add those micro moments of joy in your life? That is something that will almost always make me feel like myself again. One thing that we always say at Sadie Baddies is to refer to the moments that you feel most like yourself and refer to them often. So documenting those moments and documenting the moments that you feel most like yourself and referring to them often is proof that you have the ability to reconnect with yourself. Sometimes when we're in the pits of it, whether it might be depression, whether it might be just having a rough patch, whether it just might be a time where you just are overwhelmed, sometimes we can lose sight of the fact that we have the tools, we have the capability, we have the opportunities to create a beautiful life and the life that we really truly want. So when you do document the moments that you feel most like yourself, you can always remember, okay, when I go to this place or when I go to this restaurant or when I hang out with this friend or when I wear this color or when I have my hair like this, this makes me feel most like myself, right? And it's literally you creating like documentation of those moments and coming back to them often. That to me is almost like a safety blanket that you can always refer to and go back to. Now there's so many ways to do this too. I mean, obviously we all have our phones, we have our camera rolls, and you can kind of look through your highlight reel or your favorites. But another thing that you can also do is get into scrapbooking. That's something that I love to do. And I'm actually, my fiance and I are going to be scrapbooking this summer and just capturing more of our memories in a photo book, a scrapbook, because we have so many memories over the years and we really want to create something that's a physical copy of it. So that's one of our fun little summer projects that we'll be doing. But honestly, there's so many ways to do this. You can do this on Pinterest, Canva, you can do digital scrapbooking, photo albums. We have some photo albums that we've started and we just add to them, you know, whether it's printing out like little Polaroids and putting them in an album and framing them and creating these memories and actually honoring those memories too, like not just having them in our phone and our camera roll, but actually having those memories live with us. And it helps us to remember who we are when sometimes we can go astray or forget that. These are some ways that you can creatively create living memories and they can help to reconnect you to the parts of yourself that you might feel astray from. So I also think that when you're feeling disconnected from yourself, it's probably not the best time to make these huge life decisions or make really permanent decisions based on a temporary feeling. So what I mean by that is, if you're feeling disconnected from yourself, this doesn't necessarily mean you need to go dye your hair, cut your hair, like, and then 3 days later regret it, right? Or if you're feeling not like yourself, this is not necessarily the time to pack up all your stuff, end your lease, and move across the country, right? It doesn't have to be that dramatic or that extreme. I personally feel like what could help us to be reconnected to ourselves is just doing it in micro doses, right? So instead of saying, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna chop all my hair off, dye it pink, I'm gonna get a bunch of tattoos, and that's gonna make me feel like myself. That might make you feel even less like yourself. And it's nothing wrong with experimenting or doing things impulsively. I have gotten impulsive tattoos. I've done things impulsively, but what I mean by that is more so doing it in a way that's still intentional. So if you are bored of your look or you want to switch it up, maybe try a different product, right? Or maybe try a different style that is easily to revert to if you want to change it. But I think making very permanent decisions on temporary feelings sometimes can make us feel even further away from ourselves. So one thing I try to do is, if I am feeling disconnected from myself, I will just try to do it in micro ways. So say if I am really itching to go on vacation, that's something that I want to plan for ahead of time. That's not something I just want to randomly do on a Tuesday. As spontaneous as I am, I don't think that would be beneficial to me to just randomly up and like pack my bag and randomly get on a plane. That's not really my vibe. But if that's your vibe, that's totally fine. But for me personally, what I would do is, instead of doing the same thing, like if I'm working from home or I'm doing a certain task, I would just try to switch it up a little bit. So say I'm like, okay, I really feel like I need to do something different this week. So what I'll do is I'll pick a different coffee shop, or I will make sure that I try a new workout class, or I'll try a new recipe. I'll implement newness into my life, into my daily routines, in small doses, instead of it being this big dramatic shift, right? Or for example, if you really want to go on vacation, but you're like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that right now. Or maybe you're saving up for a vacation and you don't want to spend thousands of dollars on it right now. What you could do is take a little weekend trip or go hiking or try a new place that you haven't been to before in your area, just switching it up a little bit in a way, because that way you're kind of also leaning into the newness, but you're not full-fledged going the escapism route. Because the thing about escapism, as great as it feels in the moment, after the fact, you still feel like that, right? So the whole point is to embrace the newness in micro ways, but still allow yourself to have a sense of familiarity, right? So that's the practice that I try to incorporate. And just like Solange said, you know, you can drink it away, you can smoke it away, you can do all these things, but really it's about coming back to yourself at the end of the day and finding that embodiment through very intentional practices. Lastly, I would say that as much as I love to spend time with other people, as much as I love to be alone, I also realize how beneficial it is to spend time with people that know you and that really, really know you well. Because when you can reconnect with someone who specifically can see you for who you are at your core, not just what you do, not just what you can offer them, not just what they can take from you, but someone who really truly loves you just for who you are, they will almost always have your best interest at heart. And these are the people that can allow you to feel reconnected to yourself and help you to remember the essence of life. And you know the quote that's like, basically when you spend time with your friends and suddenly life is worth living again, that kind of feeling. It's sometimes remembering the people that have known you for such a long time. I'm so grateful to have several people in my life that can do this with me, both family and friends. And of course, my partner, my fiance, he knows me really well. So I think it's just very, it allows me to be without having to feel like I have to perform. And the thing about feeling disconnected from yourself is maybe you are spending time with people who don't see you. Maybe you're spending time performing or being around people who don't value you for just who you are. Maybe you are in a space or you're in a job or an environment that forces you to hide parts of yourself so much that you are feeling disconnected from the real you. So there's so many reasons why we might feel disconnected from ourselves. Like I said, sometimes it's physical, it could be health related, but if it's more of like a spiritual or just this visceral knowing that you feel disconnected from yourself, take a step back, apply some of these practices and see how you feel afterwards. And also the most important thing is to be patient and give yourself time, because you're not always going to feel your best. I feel like myself after a few months of not feeling like myself, honestly. I think, like I said, going on vacation was great. This was something that, you know, was planned months in advance. So I was excited and looking forward to it. And sometimes you just need that. You need something to look forward to. If you don't have the resources or the time or, you know, whatever it is to make these big shifts, try to do it in micro doses, little ways. Lean on your support system, lean on your community, the people that really love you for who you are and value you, because they are always going to remind you of your true self. And I really feel like the real glow up, being that girl, doing all these things, that really comes from being who you are at the end of the day. It's not about having a certain skincare routine. It's not about wearing a certain clothes or having a certain aesthetic. The real glow up is coming back to yourself at the end of the day. It's not performing. It's not putting on a show or putting on a certain aesthetic. The real glow up is coming back to the original you. And that is a form of self-love and self-awareness. And that only comes from spending time with yourself and being intentional with yourself. So lastly, I also want to share some resources. One thing that has been helping me a lot is somatic therapy and somatic practices. So somatic therapy, for anyone who's unfamiliar, is the practice of mind-body connection. So this is physically involving therapeutic practices. There's tapping, there's EFT, there's different methods to help you to release stored emotions in your body. So that's something that I've been doing since I would say the last like 6 months. I am noticing a shift little by little, and it's supporting me in ways that I would say even talk therapy wasn't able to support me. So definitely explore that. We have a list of holistic and obviously mental health resources on our website. So I'll be sure to add that to the show notes and link that below for you. But I really hope that this helps you and that you feel reconnected with yourself. I'm wishing you a safe journey back to yourself, a safe homecoming. And it's going to take some time. You know, occasionally it might take a few weeks, a few days, or even a few months, but eventually you will find that spark back into your life. And if you give yourself the space and the softness and the compassion to reconnect with yourself, I really am hopeful that you'll feel like the baddie that you are all over again. So I hope you guys like this sweet and short episode, and I will be back with another episode next week, and stay soft.
To stay connected, join Saddy Baddies on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and more, and sign up for our monthly newsletter on SaddyBaddies.com to stay in the loop. Sending you hella love and stay soft, baddie.